Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Rich. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Coming up later this week, we'll have a new podcast for you. On Thursday, we're going to publish a new podcast called Learning Vocabulary, Shopping for Bargains.
Last week, we asked you if you wanted to appear in our podcast. We asked you three questions about the podcast topic and asked you to contact us with your answers. The topic was superlatives.
We spoke to Karen from Indonesia, Walter from Argentina, and Salamau from Brazil. And all three spoke to us about Premier League teams in their country and who they think is the best ever footballer.
You can listen to Karen, Walter and Salamau in our latest podcast about superlatives. It's on the Premier Skills English homepage now.
This week, we want to do the same thing. We're going to ask you three questions and we want you to contact us by email with your answers and contact information so we can call you.
Send us an email to premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
The questions are all connected to this week's podcast, Learning Vocabulary, Shopping for Bargains. Here are the three questions.
Question 1. Have you ever bought a Premier League football shirt?
Question 2. What's the best bargain you've ever bought?
Question 3. Where's the best place to go shopping in your town or city?
Send us an email with your answers and we'll get in touch to talk to you tomorrow or on Wednesday so we can get you into the podcast on Thursday.
The email address again is premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
Let's get on with our roundup of Match Week 16 with our headlines.
Derby shock for City.
Manchester United stunned Manchester City with a 2-1 win at the Etihad Stadium. United dented City's title hopes with a blistering start. Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial got early goals to set United on their way. City pulled a goal back with 5 minutes to go, but United survived to beat their local rivals.
Leicester win 8 on the bounce.
Leicester City made it 8 wins in a row and a club record with a 4-1 demolition of Aston Villa. Jamie Vardy, the Premier League's top scorer, got 2 and Kelechi Iheanacho and Johnny Evans got the others. The Foxes are now the main challengers to Liverpool and sit second, 8 points behind the Reds.
High five for Spurs.
Tottenham smashed 5 past a sorry Burnley side in a match that will be remembered for Heung-min Son's brilliant individual goal. Son sprinted from his own box to Burnley's with no one getting near him before slotting the ball home. Harry Kane grabbed another couple and Lucas Moura and Moussa Sissoko also got on the score sheet.
It was a brilliant goal. A goal of the season contender for sure.
There were also good wins for Liverpool, Everton, Newcastle and Sheffield United.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
Our 6 words and phrases this week are to pull a goal back, local rivals, a demolition, the main challengers, to sprint, and the score sheet.
Let's start with the phrases we used to talk about the Manchester derby. We said United survived to beat their local rivals.
Your rival is the person or team you are competing against. On the pitch, the opposition team are your rivals.
Local means something that's close to a specific place or location. You might walk to your local shop, or you might go to your local school.
Manchester United and City are local rivals.
The next phrase is to pull a goal back. We said that City pulled a goal back with 5 minutes to go.
This means to score a goal when losing by two or more goals. The team that scores are still losing but have a chance to get back into the match.
Let's talk about the Aston Villa-Leicester match. We said that Leicester made it 8 wins in a row with a 4-1 demolition of Aston Villa.
A demolition usually describes the destruction of a building, but is often used to describe less literal things.
Aston Villa's defence was destroyed by Leicester's attack. It was a complete demolition.
We said Leicester are now the main challengers to Liverpool in the Premier League.
A challenger is similar to the word rival we looked at earlier. It describes someone who competes against someone else. The main challenger is the person or team that's closest to the leader and is most likely to beat them.
Finally, let's look at the Tottenham-Burnley match. We said that Heung-min Son sprinted from one box to the other.
To sprint means to run very fast over a short distance. In the Olympics, you have the 100-metre sprint. Usain Bolt is an amazing sprinter.
Our last bit of vocabulary this week is the score sheet. I think maybe in the past, the referee had a bit of paper to write down the score of the match and who scored.
Maybe the referee still writes everything down in that book he carries around. I've never seen what's inside. In regular use, the score sheet is the official record of players that scored goals in a match.
Anyway, we use the word score sheet in the phrase to get on the score sheet or to get your name on the score sheet, which is an idiom that means to score a goal.
Harry Kane got his name on the score sheet against Burnley twice.
Okay, so there are our 6 words and phrases. Listen to this part of the podcast again if you're not sure how to use them.
The words and phrases are to pull a goal back, local rivals, a demolition, the main challengers, to sprint, and the score sheet. Right, every week we give out 3 Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. Jamie Vardy was fantastic for Leicester, and I think Tottenham's Heung-min Son will be winning one of our other awards.
But our Player of the Week is Manchester United's Marcus Rashford. He's now got 13 goals this season, more than any other season, and it's only December.
Now, Team of the Week. A fantastic win for Manchester United. Tottenham were brilliant against Burnley, and Everton got a much-needed win against Chelsea.
But our Team of the Week is Leicester City. The Foxes have never before won 8 consecutive matches, not even when they won the Premier League.
Finally, our Goal of the Week. We're going to leave this one to you. We're going to give you 3 options, and you need to tell us which you think was best.
Goal number 1, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain for Liverpool against Bournemouth. A brilliant pass from Jordan Henderson and a first-time finish from Chamberlain.
Goal number 2, Heung-min Son for Spurs versus Burnley. A brilliant individual goal. Is it the goal of the season? Never mind, goal of the week.
Goal number 3, Diogo Jota for Wolves v Brighton. A great team goal. A 1-2 with Raul Jimenez, and Jota slots the ball home.
Okay, those are our 3 options. Did you see them? Which do you think was the best? Let us know your choice and if you agree with our other weekly awards in our comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
Every week, Rich predicts the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too. It's match week 17 this weekend. Which match are you going to speak about, Rich?
I'm going to look at your team, Jack, Arsenal. The Gunners are in a bit of disarray at the moment. They've lost their manager, and as I speak, they are down in the bottom half of the table. They really need a result against City, who will also be looking to bounce back after defeat against their local rivals in the Manchester Derby. Another defeat for City would mean a crisis at the Etihad, and I think they will avoid that. Final score, Arsenal 1, Manchester City 2.
I think we'll get a surprise win for our new manager, whoever that may be.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website.
And remember to answer the questions we gave you at the start of the show and get in contact with us now at premierskills@britishcouncil.org if you want to appear in this week's podcast.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.